shared brain.
See?
I'm just saying.
Well, if it's just and I'm just eating. And Nadria.
Okay, and Nadria. So
amen. So we all good. Yep. Oh, I think I lost. Oh, there it is. You and Allie, amen, and Asia. You know, I scream or spit a lot, so I don't want to have it too close up to. Amen, amen. Y'all know I got the juicy mouth. I can't help it. Amen. Amen. So it is an honor to be here this morning. We have communion at the end of prayer, so I'm going to try not to run my mouth too much, but if the Lord fills it, I got to let it go. Amen. And we have a prayer list. I think there were like 23 prayers. Oh, I have glasses. Oh. 99%
COVID-related.
Yeah. So, amen. We want to keep praying for. I have the list. I'll be praying. We're praying almost 23 prayer requests on here. Everyone prayed for individually. Don't think we're just going to lump you up in a group and just let it go at that. Amen. And we have an awesome prayer team. And I want to thank God for Beth, who is the newest member of the S4C Global Prayer Team. What an honor and a privilege it is for her and Emerson and them to be a part of this amazing family. Thank you. And we want to keep our prayers for Brother Ryan, has a family thing going, and so we want to keep him lifted up. Amen. Strong, mighty warrior of God. Just awesome. And of course, all of the, you know, Pastor Sandy and this awesome family, Pastor Drea, you know, all the ministers of the gospel. There's so many people that work behind the scenes that you don't get to see. We may not mention their name, but they are just as important as any other person that's working in the body of Christ. They're extremely important. I don't want to name names because I'll forget, but you know, like Mother Niera and
Janelle
and Lisa and Mother Sharon and
Erica,
and Erica Tahira,
Jasmine,
and the folks from. Yes, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people that make this thing work. It's not you just because you see me and Sandy most of the time, that don't mean we're the big dogs. We're just the ones you see. It takes a lot of people through the power of God to get this thing going. Abigail, I didn't mention her. She's looking right and standing right at me. Amen. And Nathan and Asia, you know, so I just thank God for every person that's blessing this ministry, blessing the body of Christ in any capacity, praying for us, the online prayer warriors that take prayers from the service and pray over them all through the week, people that are just praying for the house. Warhammer told my wife the other day that she prays for us during prayer. Amen. And just there's just so many, Jasmine and her amazing family. There's just so many people that do so many things to make this particular body works And we just want to say thank you. If I didn't mention you, what you do and your name, forgive me, charge it to my head and not my heart. Amen. Amen. All right, so let's get some prayer going.
You want to start with our praise report?
I do want to start with that. And Sean, I think it was Sean.
Yes.
She said that she can't wait for prayer this morning.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So this week we have been praying for her father, Milton.
Uh-huh.
His blood pressure was extremely high, mm-hmm. and it wasn't getting any better by adjusting the medication. And so this morning she sent a text saying that the test that they had ran came back normal.
Yes.
His pressure is still high, but we know that just one touch from Jesus.
Yes. Bring it back to yes.
Normal.
Yes.
So they're praising God that, you know, the things that they thought would have been causing this is not what it
yes.
is. And we're still continuing to pray for him that the pressure will come back to normal and
yes.
he'll be feeling much better.
Yes. Amen? Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm so thankful for the prayers of the saints. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. When you are a member of the body of Christ and you are a member, you are a member, you are a kingdom citizen. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. You are a citizen of heaven. Even though we haven't got there yet, my name is on the roll.
Amen.
Amen. I got an address.
Yes.
Up in heaven.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm living. I got a house on one of them streets up there.
Yes.
I'm officially a resident of heaven. And if you are a member of the body of Christ, if Christ is in control of your life, so are you.
Yes.
So are you. Yes. I don't care. It doesn't matter what your living condition is here. I'm not really concerned about here. I'm concerned about when I leave here. This is that's what's important. Because I don't care how many times you've been healed. I don't care if the Lord himself raised you up from the dead 4 times. The Bible says once appointed unto man to die and after that the judgment. One of those times will be the last time.
Amen.
And you go meet Jesus at that time.
Amen.
The Bible says absent from the body, present with the Lord.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be in the grave sleeping until the Lord raises me up. No, sir. You know, because I'm gonna lay in my grave in peace. No, when you leave here, you going where you going. Okay, so we clear on that, right?
Amen.
All right.
Yeah.
My concern is not my living conditions here. My concern is what's going to be my living condition when I leave here.
Amen.
That's the big concern, because no matter how long you live, you eventually will die, and you will eventually go on to the other side, and that is for an eternity.
Yes.
That's what you need to be concerned about. And while we're here, this is where we get the opportunity to make it count. Don't let the enemy talk you into wasting your time while you're here.
Yes.
Because time, I haven't met anybody getting younger. Everybody's getting older. And time don't back up for it. Well, except my wife. Time don't back up for anybody. Time don't back up for anybody. Everybody's getting closer and closer to that day when we meet God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so if you keep that somewhere, don't put it in the back because it might take you a minute to get there. Leave it somewhere right around here. Amen. It might help keep you straight. I'm just saying. Amen. So what we got?
Amen. Okay. So we have been praying for Imari's father.
Imari.
Over the last few weeks, who was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away last Tuesday.
Okay.
Amen. The family, they said it was peaceful and they're able to come together.
Yes.
But it hurts.
Yeah.
We've all experienced that at
yes.
some point. It does hurt to lose a loved one. So we want to pray over the family.
Yes.
That they will continue in peace.
Yes.
Amen. And I believe the father was a believer. So there
yes.
is really, we should just cling to that peace.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when you are a believer, can I share something with you? I've had people that have gone on during my life that were family members close to me and what have you. And a lot of times when we're praying for God, Lord, heal them, Lord, do this, they may not necessarily be praying the same prayer you praying. Because believe it or not, sometimes people get tired. And they have a relationship with God, they're ready to go. They don't want to stay in the hospital. They don't want to go to special care. They don't want to go back to the life that they are being delivered from. Sometimes they're hanging around for us. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just want to go home. And how can you be mad? They just want to go home. I'm not trying to leave, but you know, I want to go home too. Right? I mean, I'm not trying to speed it up. I don't have no gun in my pocket or nothing like that, but I'm just saying, when my time comes, prayerfully, I'm raptured and I won't ever have to deal with that. But I'm just saying, sometimes people are just here for your sake. They're not really here because they want to be here. And so if they have a conversation with God and he makes them an offer they can't refuse, they should go. Right?
Amen.
And so if they know who God is and God's got their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life and angels are waiting to escort them back home, don't stay on my account. Amen. I may not get another shot like this. I know I'm ready and you're here waiting for me.
Yeah.
I'm not taking a chance on coming back next month because I don't know what next month gonna look like. Amen. But I'm ready today. Let's do this. They'll be okay because they'll be up here too. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And so let's pray for the family. What was the
Amari.
Name?
Amari.
Amari. If I could get you to just lift your hands with me while we pray for Amari and the family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for another opportunity to give you praise and to magnify you because you are God all by yourself. You are not a good God. You are the good God. You are not a great healer. You are the only healer. You are the King. You are a God. We're praying over the family that you would give them peace. It sounds like you've already given them peace in their heart and comfort them, and they're asking that the peace will continue. And we're asking on their behalf that the peace will continue. Let them understand, Lord, that they too have an appointment with you. And even though their time has not yet come, their time will come. And that we have to be ready to meet the same living God. Give them peace. Help them to understand. Calm their tears. Remove the sadness. Let your perfect will be done. Let this crossing over remind them and others that they too one day will cross over. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. What's the new baby's name again? From last week?
Harley.
Harley.
Can I tell you what Harley's name means?
Well, tell us what Harley's name means. Amen.
Pull that up really quickly.
Amen. I mean, I had my girls were fantabulous when they were born, beautiful, and that might be a prejudiced opinion, but I don't care, it's mine. But that baby was fantastic.
Yeah.
Just came here with mouth open, like ready to praise God. Just if I could get the words out, I'd be shouting, kind of thing. And I'm like, wow, what an awesome way to start your life.
Yeah.
Looking up to God. Amen. What does Harley mean?
I'm not going to even try to pronounce all of that in
it's
Hawaiian.
Uh-huh.
Thing, but it means, let the heavenly oceans be separated and I shall fly away.
Wow. Wow. Let the heavenly oceans be separated and I shall fly away. Mm. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say anything about some of the names that people name their kids, and I feel so bad for the kids. I'm like, they did not like that kid at all, putting a name like that. Oh, my goodness. And so thank God a believer had prayed over a name. Because listen, that name will follow that child for their whole life. And you don't want to be speaking demons every time you call that child. Right?
Amen.
I named my kid Cocaine because they just high. You know, so now you're speaking demons over that kid's life. Every time somebody speaks, they're speaking a demon into that kid's life. I don't believe that. Shut up. I don't care. It is what it is. You can't be naming your kid pork chop. You know, you can't name your kids popcorn and Beverly Hills and all that stupid stuff. You can't do that. That just don't make sense. That's crazy to crazy people. That's crazy. Okay? You can't do that. Please, if you did it already, ask for forgiveness and ask the Lord to help you. If you've still got time, don't do that. Pray. Talk to somebody that knows Jesus. Read the scripture and find, you know, that because the child belongs to God. He let you have something to do with it. But the child, the Bible says it is he that had made us and not we ourselves. Right? It is that baby belongs to God. Give God some honor in the naming of the child that will one day be before him.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
I knew somebody named their kid Friday. And I knew somebody named their kid Tuesday. And somebody named their kid Wednesday. Somebody had nothing to do. Nothing to do. And that kid's got to live with those names.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So please, I'm just saying. And if you did something like that before you met the Lord, I'm sorry. But, you know, I'm not trying to do, you know, too late now. But I'm just saying, just be more thought-provoking. You know, amen. I'm just saying, y'all, amen, because I can go on. Go on, honey. Okay, amen.
Amen. Speaking of babies.
Speaking of babies.
Our next
nice segue.
From Sarah.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because her name in the list is Sarah, S-A-R-A, and she said, my name is Sarah with an H.
Ah.
Her and her husband are trying to conceive.
Yeah.
And they are asking for prayer.
Yes.
That they are able to conceive.
Amen. That's the husband and wife, right?
Yes.
Okay, because if y'all dating, I'm not praying for that.
She said husband.
You need to see somebody else about that. I can't help you. Amen. But they're married, so amen. That's a beautiful thing.
I have a couple up north, and I hope they hadn't given up, but they were really trying and doing all kinds of.
Yeah.
But I know God.
But you know what? You know what? Thank you, Abigail. It's when God's ready. Because sometimes we feel we're ready,
yeah.
And God's like, you ain't nowhere near ready.
Yeah.
You know, or sometimes God wants to, you know, if God is, now if you just on your own, I ain't got nothing to do with that. But if God is in it, God will place that child right where they need to be when they need to be there. Right? If God is in it. If you're just out having fun, good luck to you. But if God is in it, God can fix that thing. There was a, not long after we started, there was a young couple here, y'all may not remember them, and she walked in one day, and I said, where are your kids? This was one of the first times they were here. And I said, where's your kids? And he says, oh, I don't have any kids. The doctor says that we can't have children. And I said, well, I saw the spirit of your child walking in behind you. No, the doctor said we can't have kids. I said, all right, pray a little bit and let it go. They eventually left the church, and I saw her in McDonald's once with two kids and one on the way. I don't care what you say.
Amen.
I know what God can do.
Amen.
And I saw, and how many times have I asked people that
yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's praying? Mm-hmm.
And they were. One time I saw, one of the guys asked me, he said, all right, Pastor Ben, when's he due? What day is he supposed to be here? You know everything else. Tell me when he's coming. I actually saw the spirit of the child. But so I mean, anyway, all I'm saying is this: if you are in Christ and you are married and you desire this from God, no good thing will I withhold from them that. And I don't remember the rest of that scripture, but I think it's there. You go. And so, if it is God's will, God will let it happen. You can take all the pills and roots and all that you want and nothing happened. God speak a word and you have twins.
Mm-hmm. Or receive that it might come different than what you expected.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're really supposed to adopt that.
That's true. Pastor, come here. Don't be hiding back there. Come on and say this.
I'm, you know, just saying, I've read a lot of books too.
where they just desire, and the Lord will give us the desires of our heart, but sometimes it doesn't come in the way we expect it. But when it comes, it's still overwhelmingly beautiful.
Yes.
And I recently read, I was trying to think of the name of it, Lord help me, but the lady wanted kids. She wanted a large family. She eventually got one child, and she really felt that she was supposed to have more. Her one child had five babies.
Ooh.
So she had five grandbabies.
Yes.
And that was the yes. of her child. You just don't know what God's going to do.
That's right.
And it's not necessarily through the seed that you think it is.
That's right.
Just open your heart to receive what God has.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. Just because it doesn't come the way you wrote the prescription, don't mean it can't happen. Once you give it to God, it's up to Him how it happens. Whether it is natural birth, whether it's adoption, whether it's one child that have many other children, whether family comes to live with you as your own. God has a lot of ways to give you family. Amen. Just leave it up to God. You can't, stressing about it is not going to change a thing. You ain't pregnant yet, so clearly the stress don't work. Okay? Y'all follow what I'm saying? And so, let it go. Give it to God. Do what you're supposed to do and see what happens. Amen. What's their names again?
Sarah.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so this is what I'd like for you to do, Pastor Drea. You ready? You ready? You sure? Okay, so go get her and walk her up here.
Okay.
Her eyes got big and she turned to look at her husband. I'm just doing what I'm told. I ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You got a problem, talk to Jesus. Come on up here. Pastor, what did it mean? I don't know no more than you do. Y'all stand right over here. Mm-hmm. Put your arm around her. Y'all, amen. So I'm gonna tell you now, I don't know any more than what's coming out of my mouth. That's all He showed me. Okay? Settle down, it's okay. She's like, oh God, what's He ready to say? I don't know, but I'll tell you in a minute. Amen. Father Ishoman. Moses, put your hands up like this. I might see. Go anoint Moses' hands. Maloti Ayon, take. Amen. Misi Oliantan Hasaianoman. He doesn't give me any more than I need to know. I'm on a need to know basis. If I don't need to know, He don't tell me. Okay? We clear on that, right? Okay, so if you call me later and ask me, Pastor, what does this mean? First of all, I'm gonna tell you I don't remember because it wasn't my message. And second of all, whatever I said during prayer, that's all He said.
Amen.
Okay, so save yourself the quarter. You know, don't don't call because I won't know. Amen. Amen. For the children that are looking for, that want to conceive. Pastor, what were their names? Either Pastor?
Sarah
and her husband. We're praying, Lord, that Your perfect will be done. We're praying, Lord, that You would open the womb or whatever the issue is, and give them what they need according to Your will for their lives. Open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing so much so they will not have room enough to receive. If there's any sin, if there's any darkness, if there's anything that is not like You in their atmosphere, remove it. So that You alone will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. What's her name again?
Amina.
Abba Olishom. Ala Yoshama. I'm going to put my hand in your hand on her. Ala Yoshua. Amina, may she put her hand right here? Can she put her hand? Is that okay? Okay. Yes. Show Pastor Drea, put your hand on Nikki's hand. That is Saliano Shashoshati Miyaha Teshomia La Vutemiha Isio Olaman Father, let your perfect will be done. Move on behalf of these soldiers, these believers. Give them comfort. Give them peace. Give them the joy that they so desperately need. Kalashom, open a miano. Open a door. Hashem. Moses, I know you don't have everything that you need. And I know there's things that you desire for your wife and your family. So I'm asking that God would remove the stumbling block and God would remove whatever that is at the door that's preventing you from walking in. The Lord says he's not going to move that. He says he's going to create a new door. He said because he doesn't want you going that way. He's going to create a whole nother door for you, one that never existed. He's going to create something for you so that you can be what you desire to be for your family and for your God. He says, I'm not going to let you go back that other way. He says, I'm sending you a new way. He says, I'm sending you a new way. He says, I'm not going to remove the block that's hindering you from going through that door. He said, I don't want you going through there. He says, I'm sending you a whole nother way. He said, because that door is darkness. He said, but this door is light. He said, this is where I am. I'm sending you where I am. Hallelujah. He says, I'm sending you where I am. He says, so don't worry about what you think you lost. He said, I just rescued you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, you haven't lost anything. I just rescued you. He said, and I've created a door for you to walk through so that you'll be able to do what your heart desires to do. Amen. Is that okay?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, pastors. Thank you. Amen. Y'all can let her go now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. She's got a big old Kool-Aid smile on her face, so I'm thinking she liked that. Amen. Good morning, Beth and Emerson. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And I did pray for them, so we can move on now. Amen. Hallelujah. Sha'isaman.
Their handle is Zellzone.
Zellzone.
And they're saying, please pray for my father, Frank, who is under attack from the enemy in the form of illness.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for his wife, who is a believer, but is in a state where her gate pineal glands are lowered due to alcohol and medication.
Oh.
She needs deliverance from the enemy's influence
yes.
and thoughts.
Yes.
And to remember, Jesus is her only source and protection. And her all in all.
Yes.
That's preaching.
That's preaching. Yeah. Jillian, can I borrow you for a minute to stand in for her? What's her name?
She said Zellzone.
Zellzone. I need you to stand in for Zellzone. Come this way, baby. Wash her hands and anoint her hands. Mikasaiya no samia. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe or whosoever believeth in him, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Pastor Drea, stand behind Jillian. For God himself is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Miserano. Isi ayunta. Zellzone. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you alone are able to heal and deliver that household, that family, those believers. Father, you alone are able. The enemy wants to come in to destroy them, but you have the power and the authority to speak, and your angels will go and clean house.
Yeah.
Father, you are able to remove the alcoholism and depression and take them off the medication and to heal the body and the mind and the spirit and the atmosphere. And you are able, Father God, and we're praying for them in your name, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal that family. Those are believers that are being trapped, that are going through. Father, you are able to open the door or reach down and lift them out. Whatever your choice is, we're praying for complete deliverance.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, deliverance from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, through their outreached hands, Father. We're praying for deliverance, for healing. We're praying for wholeness. La isio alemisa. We're praying for wholeness, deliverance, completion, so that they will be what you have called and created them to be, and they will draw other light unto you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, soldiers. Thank you. Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. Can I get a few of y'all to come up here and stand with me? Amen. I know Emerson and Beth, if she can, and my son there, and just a few of y'all. Just come stand up here with me. Julia, I don't know why you sat down. You a worker. Get over here. Amen. Amen. You think you? I'm standing. You stand too. Amen. My last shiri. Beth is awesome. Mikola Sharon. Aliyah Shomar. Yeah. For in my father. Oh. God said, Beth, remember the devil lies a lot. He said he lies a lot. He has a way of trying to make you feel his lies. Right? He'll get in your head and make you think you have a headache. He'll get in your feet and make you think, I can't walk anymore. He'll get in your car and make you think it's, something's wrong with the car. Ain't nothing wrong with the car. He's got a demon just met. He can do stuff. Mm-hmm. And here's the catch. He can make you think it's you. Mm-hmm. He'll whisper something in your ear and make you think you said it. Mm-hmm. And you, how many times you've been standing there and you're like, where did that come from? Yeah. And you do that because it didn't come from you. Yeah. You do that because somebody was whispering in your ear. He wants to see if you accept it or not. Mm-hmm. Once you accept it, then it's on. Mm-hmm. Okay? Just like when the doctor say you got the heebie-jeebies. Satan's sitting there waiting to hear, now are you gonna accept this or what's up? Because as soon as you accept, now there may be something wrong, but it's not mine, and God's gonna take it away after a while.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Because you cannot, you can't close your eyes on the evidence. But I'm not claiming it. It's not mine. I got this. I don't got it. It's harassing me, and I'm praying it away from me.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, I don't got it. It's here, but it's not mine. I'm not, because once I say I've taken possession of it. It's now mine. It belongs to me now. It's mine now because I've just taken possession of it. Even though it's evident and it's on me and I'm dripping, even though it's evident and it's on me, scratch that last word, the other one, y'all know what I mean. you wait till you get up here. Let's see how clearly you talk. Amen. Once you claim it and I accept it as mine, it's yours. Amen. It's here, but it'll be gone soon because I've been praying the prayer of faith.
Amen.
That's the situation today. Hit me up tonight. I'll let you know what's going on.
That's right.
Amen. I'm not claiming it because I don't want it because it's not mine.
Amen.
Somebody brought it in my house. I've already called the exterminator.
Right.
I'm waiting to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. How many of y'all claim cockroaches?
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all claim rats and mice? Soon as I see one, the red lights flash. I've got the bugs, the spray, and the I'm doing whatever, washing, throwing stuff away, whatever it takes. I'm the, cause no, those are just my roaches. I keep, you know, I keep them around the house. Now, what kind of nut you sound like?
That's a great analogy.
Isn't it though?
It's great.
Is it?
Yeah, we can have the same attitude we would with some critters.
Hello, that's all. That's something. Look, you don't live here. You don't pay rent. You don't belong here. Anything that don't work here, don't pay rent here, got to go from here.
Amen.
Amen. That's all I'm saying. Now, your house might be different, and that's up to you, but I'm just saying, don't be bringing nothing to my house because I'm kicking both of you out. All right, so now let's, forgot who I was praying for. See what you done?
You were still praying for a cell zone.
Oh, yeah, yes. See how y'all are? Okay, now I'm going to forgive y'all for that one.
Actually, you know what? You did pray for them.
See there? And they call me old.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Pastor said, God said, let there be light. Ben, hit the switch. See, that's just wrong. That's just, I mean, it's really funny, but that's just wrong. Okay, who we praying
so,
for?
Our last prayer is from Steph.
I'm going to just read
Uncle
what
Steph?
She said. No.
Okay.
It's the same one as you asked.
I say that every time.
It's
Amen.
She
okay, said every
she
week.
Says, I am asking for prayer for my 14-year-old daughter.
Pastor got jokes. You hear that, right?
Prayed for her daughter before. Mm-hmm. The daughter struggles with mental issues and anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
In the last few years,
I think I remember.
As I've drawn closer to God, my daughter has pulled further away from Him.
Mm-hmm.
She is jealous of my relationship with God, and she thinks that she should be my only focus. She says I'm always praying or reading my Bible or in church, which I take as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And this
Hello.
Angers her. This angers her because I don't allow her to interrupt or distract me. She will yell at her and say, he's not my God. I hate him. Your religion is a cult. Stop Bible thumping me. And she says, wow. My heart is broken that my only child is of age and so full of venom for my God. Please pray that God remove her heart of stone and replace it with a godly heart of flesh. Pray that she has a vision of Jesus. Pray that she is saved by whatever means necessary.
Wow. Does it say how old the daughter is?
14.
That's a lot of something in there for 14, I'm thinking.
But it's desire.
Yeah.
She wants some of that.
Yeah.
She just fighting against it, but she wants
some. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. What's her name, the mama?
Steph.
Steph, we're going to be praying. I believe that the Lord, I believe, Pastor, come here and say that what you just said. Come on now. You know you can't say nothing to me not saying it, because you say it better than me.
You know, I just felt like as Pastor was reading, and I felt Nicole feeling this too, is that this young woman sees her mom there so dedicated to something.
Mm-hmm.
A, she has it, what's the word? She's misinterpreting because she thinks that her mom doesn't desire that for her.
Right.
That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But she also wants what her mother has.
Yes.
And just seeing that and feeling that, she doesn't know how to shift that feeling within her.
Mm-hmm.
If she could let go of that anger, and through prayer, we're going to believe and stand in that.
Yes.
And receive that same beauty that her mom is demonstrating. And mama, don't you give up.
Please.
Because she is gleaming off of that, whether she wants to admit it or not, for you to stand, even in the point of opposition from her only daughter.
Yes.
She is, there's something in her that desires and sees that and knows that she needs that.
Yes.
And so this desire is what we need to develop.
Yes.
Let her shift from being it, from anger and resentment to the love of God.
Yes.
It's the beauty that is right there for her.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Zoe, I'm going to need you to stand in for that young lady that we're praying for. Amen. Amen. Pastor.
I believe the enemy is speaking to that child.
Oh, yeah.
I believe the child really wants what her mother
wants. Yeah, that's the enemy.
Is telling her something.
Oh, yeah. That it is a spirit, and I don't believe that the spirit is in that child. I believe that spirit is on that child, trying to find a way in.
Yes.
Because she's trying really hard to break, to stop you or to interrupt what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're praying that the Lord will smack that fly off her back.
Yes.
Smack it, Jacqueline. Just smack it off and stomp on it and set that little girl free.
Yes.
Amen. Because that's a spirit that's troubling her. I really believe that she doesn't really feel that way. I really believe that that daughter does not actually feel that way, but because they don't know how to express what they're feeling, there's an enemy whispering in her ear, telling her that this is how you feel, when she really don't feel that way, but she don't know how to express that she don't feel that way. That is a spirit. And we're going to pray that the Lord will clobber that spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Knock your socks off. I mean,
yes.
Mm.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God is so able to fix this. Amen. Bashulati Shorong. I need Beth on my right, Zoe's left. I need Pastor Drea on the other side of Zoe here. So Drea's here and Beth is there. Mm-hmm. Lay your hands on her shoulder. Sami, so Zoe, you're going to be as though you're praying. Nikki, I need her hands anointed. Already did that? Amen. As though you're praying, because you're going to be standing in for the 14-year-old. Yes. Does it give her name?
No.
No, okay, that's cool. We're going to be standing in for Steph's daughter. Steph, if you weren't affecting, prayers from the children of God affect the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. It interrupts what Satan's doing.
Yes.
He doesn't have the freedom to do what he could do, mm-hmm. because your prayers are interrupting that. Your desire, that light that's in, see, the light that's in you, cockroaches hate light. Mm-hmm. Unless you're one of them Compton cockroaches, and then that's, you take something different from that. But for the most part, cockroaches hate light. So when you tip into the kitchen and you flick on the light, they're like, and they look at this, and they're out, because they don't like light. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for the Compton.
All right. Brooklyn cockroaches. That's whatever state you want
to
come from.
I'm allergic to
roaches. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Wherever your cockroaches live, them the ones I'm talking about, and they don't like light.
Jesus.
Amen. Yes. So we are the light of the world. We carry the light of Christ in us. Mm-hmm. It cannot be hid. So it is your light that's offending that demon that has attached itself or whispering demonic things in her ear. It is your light that is offending, and the enemy wants to shut off the light. At the very least, can you at least turn the light the other way so it's not shining on me? If he can't get you to shut it off, maybe he can get you to adjust it. I suggest you adjust it. Turn it up.
Right.
Turn it up. That's how you adjust it. Turn. Right. Nikki, call AIDS. Turn it up. Whatever you are doing, because you have got the enemy's attention, he's upset, he doesn't like you praying, he doesn't want you studying, he doesn't want you being all saved, sanctified, filled with the power of God, you're interrupting his flow. So turn it up, whatever you're doing, add something to it, find a couple of believers that are just as strong in Christ as you are, and come together as one and light it on fire. You'll drive that demon right out of there. If you get a chance, if your daughter won't allow you to pray over her and anoint her, wait till she sleep.
Yeah. Yep.
If you think she'll wake up when she sleep, wait till she leaves, and wherever she sleeps, you pray over that bed. You anoint it with oil. You pray over that area. Wherever she spends most of her time with her devices, anoint those devices. Anoint the seats where she sits. Wherever she goes, pray and anoint her when she's not there.
Thank you.
You just, wherever she goes in that house, you anoint it in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And you pray over it. And whenever she's not there, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and you just lay it down. And I'm telling you, that will change.
Yes, Lord.
The baby's name is Faith.
The 14-year-old is Faith?
Yes.
Baloshoro. And thank you for that name. I appreciate that.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for the deliverance of Faith.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for setting Faith free.
Yes.
We thank you for the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for a mom, a parent that is so focused on the gospel and on Christ and your plan until the enemy cannot defer her or cannot move her aside.
Yes.
Father, we're praying that you will turn up the heat.
Yes.
And whatever is necessary to set Faith free, woo, let it be so in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Set her free. I'm going to come over here and lay hands on Zoe on behalf of Faith.
Yes.
Shall Isama anoint my hands. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus by the authority of the Holy Spirit that the Lord set Faith free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. I take it that the mom is listening to the prayer.
She is.
Amen.
Steph. Eko Shama. I want you to repeat after me, Steph. You hear me? At Amiyakushana. Repeat after me. Father God.
God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare right now.
I declare right now.
At this moment.
At this moment.
At this time.
At this time.
In this place.
In this place.
That by your blood.
By your blood.
And by your spoken word.
And by your spoken word.
That you set faith free.
That you set faith free.
That you forgive her of any sin.
That you forgive her of any sin.
Cleanse her of all unrighteousness.
Cleanse her of all unrighteousness.
And set her free.
And set her free.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Labo ose aliamoto
sabia.
La sho namiasana. Don't stop praying. Because once that demon falls off, he's looking for somewhere to go. You want him to go out.
Yes.
You don't want him to find another hole to crawl in. You don't want him attaching himself to anything or anybody else. You want him out.
Yes.
You don't just spray the spot where it was. You spray where you think it came from.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You spray where you think it hangs out. Amen. You continue and you continue until she's able to pray for herself.
Amen.
And then y'all can pray together.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that it? Amen. We're going to prepare for communion. Amen. So now, as always, if you don't have any grape juice or wine or anything, it's okay. You can use a little cup, a little glass, a little cup, or a little teacup of water, because God is the living, Jesus Christ is the living water. And if you don't have any unleavened bread or anything like that, that's fine. Go get you a little cracker or something, because God is the bread of life. Did I get that right? Did I say it right? Amen. Beth, you check me now.
We have one more that we can't.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We have one more. We have more while Pastor prepares that.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes. Thank you.
This is from Nancy. She's been a member of the FRC for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking that we pray over her nephew, Israel. He's 37 years old.
Wow.
He's been living a worldly life since he was a teenager. Drugs, alcohol, tattoos, demonic music, you name it, he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
He's reached out to me for help and wants to change his life and follow Jesus.
Yes!
Amen. He said he's tired of the lifestyle.
Thank
God. She says she knows that there's power in prayer, and she's asking that we pray over him, and we're going to also send him some info.
Yes.
Some study material.
Yes, amen. Yes, yes. Yeah. Bible study material, to lead oil, yes. The whole nine. We're going to send all of it to him. All of it. I made a copy of that and put it on my desk so I won't forget to send it out this week. Amen. What's her name?
Her name is Nancy. His name is Israel.
Nancy, I've already made a note of it. It should be going out this week. I'll try to make your special delivery. Amen. We want to get this thing moving as soon as possible. Amen. Let's pray right now. Can I get everyone to please stand to your feet?
Amen.
If it's not too much trouble, if I can get you to stand. Her name is Nancy. His name is Israel. Mm-hmm. Israel.
I have to say, with the last two names, because you started off by talking about.
Yes.
Names.
Yes.
We got faith and we got
Israel. Yes.
They are going to be called back to God.
Yes. 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 Yes, amen. Don't get nothing started up here. It don't take much. Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, thank you for this prayer service. Yeah. All the believers, the saints of God, the members of the body of Christ, members around the world praying, and we thank you for this venue that so many people lost during the thing. But there is one place that they know that they can come to, that we will hear them, and that you will hear us all. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity, and we will pray until you say it's time to go.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Israel and for Nancy.
Yes.
Father, she's reaching out for him. We're standing with her as an army, reaching out to you for Israel.
Yeah.
The church is reaching out for Israel.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Emerson, the church is reaching out for Israel. Yes. That's prophetic. Yes. It's prophetic. Yes. I don't see how it's possible for God not to move. I don't see how it's possible for God not to hear our cry. There is an army of believers standing behind Israel. There's an army of believers standing. This is about to blow my mind. Y'all, if you don't get it, we'll explain it. Watch Thursdays. Amen. just watch the Thursday services. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Israel belongs to you. Speaking prophetically, Israel belongs to you. He will always belong to you. Deliver Israel. Deliver both Israels.
Yes, Jesus.
We know your son Israel, the nation,
yes,
will receive you. It's already been written. It will happen. It's done from your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But our little son Israel wants to be back in your arms, wants to be in a place where you will hear him, wants to be in a place where he can speak to you, wants to be forgiven, wants his life to change, wants to be different, know that the world is not the answer, wants to be back with you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we're praying deliverance. Whatever it takes, Lord, make it happen. Whatever's necessary, Lord, make it happen. Forgive him of any sin and unrighteousness. Cleanse his heart and his mind. Move on his behalf so that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, and that everyone that knew Israel will now know God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes! Bet you weren't expecting all this morning when you came, were you? Amen. Can you grab one for me? I mean, I'm going to get my... Amen. I got some glasses here. I had some glasses. Anybody see them?
Amen.
Oh, in my pocket. Oh, I don't want to hear that, not you, Isabel. I mean,
Isabel.
Abigail.
Isabel.
Woo, child.
You started it.
I know, I did. Amen. We're going to pull this table up this way, baby. Isabel. I would blame you, but I don't know how yet, so I'm working on it. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to... Has it been good so far?
Amen.
Amen. God, I like your hair, girlie. It's been good. God is good. I'm not going to read 20 through 32 for time's sake, but I will tell you that this is the perfect time for you to repent. This is the perfect time for you to ask God for forgiveness. This is the perfect time because the scripture tells us that if you take this and you are in sin, you are unrepentant, you are eating and drinking damnation unto yourself, and you don't deserve the Lord's Supper. He said, but while you have a chance, before you take the Lord's Supper, if you know you need to repent, if you know you owe an apology to your spouse or your sister or your brother sitting next to you, behind you, you need to handle that now. Because when you take communion, you are telling the world and you are you're testifying to God and you are sharing with the world that you are a member of the body of Christ. Because the Bible says as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show, prove, testify, announce, highlight, reiterate my death until I come.
Yes.
And you cannot, you do not have permission to take this in sin.
Amen.
He said, so this is the perfect time to repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you of anything that offends the kingdom, anything that offends the Most High God. And after you ask God for forgiveness, then you can take the Lord's Supper without repercussion, without being punished. Because those that take this and they know they should not take this, but they don't want anybody else to know that they've sinned, God knows.
Yes.
Amen. So while I'm reading and praying, you handle your business. I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 25. For I have received of the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Amen. I want to thank Abigail for that music. It's so soothing. It's so calming. Amen. Thank you. We have some awesome people in this house. We have awesome people around the world.
Yes.
Don't break it yet. Just raise it with me. We want to be in order. We want to be together. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we take this bread, we remember what you went through in your body because of the sins of me and the world. We remember, Lord, how you were spat on and how they ripped the hair off your face, how they kicked you and pierced you in the side, how they put thorns and pressed them into your head for my sin. And then they nailed you to the cross and you bore the sins of me. And I shall forever remember what you've done. And by taking this bread, I thank you for what you've done. And I will not dishonor you by taking this bread in sin. This we do in remembrance of you. Let us break together and eat together. And in the same manner, he took the cup. In the same way, after sup, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, or the new promise, or the new contract, or the new agreement. This cup, covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." I know you've heard. I know you've read how Jesus bled on the cross and how when they pierced him in the side, blood and water came out. He did that for us. He did that for the world. He did that so that I wouldn't be hooked on prescription medication anymore. He did that so I didn't have to drink anymore. He did that so I could stop lying. He did that so I would understand the meaning of true love. He did that. I didn't know what love was until he loved me. And he showed me by example what love really was. Now I know. And it's because of what he did, I'm able to stand before the people of God and bring Christ to you. I'm not a super anything. I'm just a grateful for everything.
Amen.
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 I don't have Tourette's. I don't have a problem. It's just that when the Spirit is moving and there's so much more I want to pour out, but I can't. And so that happens. I'm cool. Amen. I'm all right. We don't need a prayer service. This has been happening for 20 years. I'm 30 years or so. But there's so much I wish I could share. I wish you knew how good. I wish you knew what God delivered me from. If you're smoking, you need to stop. Because God is watching. I don't have to see you. God sees you.
Amen.
If you claim in the name of Jesus and you teetotaling, you need to stop. For you all that don't know what that means, you a little nip every now and then, or just out and out drinking, you need to stop. If you cheating on your spouse, you need to stop. If you're unfaithful to God, you really need to stop. Because his blood covered all of that. If you're doing that, you're doing it because you want to, not because you have to. Anybody catch that?
Yeah.
The blood covered all of that. So if you're still in sin and you know who Christ is, it's because you want to be in sin. It's not because you have to be. You choose to be. And God has prepared a very special place for people that refuse to repent. It's summer all the time. You can work on your tan all the time. You won't like it, but it'll be all yours. Is that where you want to be?
No.
You have a choice. Every breath is a choice. I'm sorry. Every breath is a chance to get it right. Every breath out of that breath could be, forgive me, Lord. Out of that breath could be, I repent, Father. Every breath. So when you meet God, don't tell him you didn't have time. Every breath was a chance.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for giving us, allowing us to share in your glory. I share in your pain and I share in your joy. Thank you for allowing me, along with my brothers and sisters in Christ, to represent you in this way. We do not take communion lightly. It is not something that we do to pass the time or because we're religious. It is because we are celebrating, honoring, and respecting what you've done. And one day soon, we'll be at that table together with you for real, in your presence, having communion. We do this in remembrance of you. Let us drink together. And the scriptures continue to say, and the rest I will set in order when I come. Thank you all for being with us. I think it was a great service, but
yes,
that's
sir.
That's up to you. I pray that the Lord has, you've allowed the Lord to minister to you. I pray for your healing and your deliverance. I'll be praying over those 23 names. And if you have a prayer request, please, please do not hesitate to email, text, call. We have an 887-800 number you can call and leave your prayer request on our phone. I think it's 877-426-9778. Listen to the menu, pick prayer, and just leave us your prayer request, and we will pray. You can email us, s4ctroops@aol.com. You can email Mother Niera. You can email just, if you want us while we're here, why not?
Amen.
We'll be praying for you. My prayer is that I won't see you on this side. We'll be all in heaven together. But just in case, we'll see you next Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give God some praise, y'all.